Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of January 23, 2025 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of January 23, 2025. I hope everyone enjoyed their snow days. Let's hope that that's the last of them occurring on Friday, though. Our revised season schedule is at the end of these notes. We do plan to bowl this week. We're coming into tournament seasons, so pay particular attention to these notes, as information will be shared as soon as it's available. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com or by telephone at 443-629-0018. Lane assignments week 8. Lane 35, team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 36, team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 37, team 7, Hangmen. Lane 38, team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 39, team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 40, team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 41, team 1, Sharpshooters. And lane 42, team 2, Strike Time. Subs for tonight, lane 39, team 3, out Van McLean Jr., in Van McLean Sr. Lane 42, team 2, out Zelda Price, in David Saylor. For sale, Letitia's mom has available a Whirlpool double oven stove with convection, black and silver, only used once, and a burgundy recliner in good condition. See Letitia for details. Prayers, please. Jeff and Melissa Tucker are both still in need of prayer. Jeff is doing some better. He's at Perry Creek Health and Rehab, 5201 Clark's Fork Road in North Raleigh. He does have his cell phone with him now, although it does not always connect. He's currently doing dialysis 3 days a week and working on regaining his strength. Melissa is back at Rex Hospital in the ICU. She is on a ventilator to help keep her oxygen level up. When they tried to take the vent off her lungs, filled up with fluid again. So please keep her in your prayers. Help needed. If anyone is interested or knows someone who might be interested in serving ABBA as either the editor of the Blind Bowler or as the organization's webmaster, please contact Rod Wilson at phillydog124@gmail.com. That's phillydog, P-H-I-L-L-Y-D-O-G, 124@gmail.com. Be thinking about a soup or chili recipe. We hope to have a date for our annual chili soup, stew, and dessert event soon. Even if you do not want to bring a soup, feel free to come and eat. $10 a bowl, pay at the door. The annual Charles E. Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem will be on March 15. We'll post entry fees and more details as soon as they become available. But let Ginger know as soon as possible if you plan to go, so we can make sure we have enough room for everyone. Also, if you know someone who can drive, let me know. We often need two vehicles for this trip. In SBBA news from Bobby Ashworth, I am with the Forsyth Blind Bowlers in Winston-Salem and am now on the Public Relations Committee for SBBA. Rod Wilson, SBBA president, asked me to start a Facebook page so we can get information out as needed to all SBBA bowlers. It can be found as Southeastern Blind Bowling Association, parentheses, SBBA. I would like to encourage all bowlers to like the page. They will then be able to see information as we post it. Also, for all league secretaries, etc., if your league hosts a local tournament that benefits your league, please let me know in advance so that I can post it on the page. Any high games in your league or special news can be sent to me, and I will do my best to post it on the page. If any of you have questions, please feel free to contact me, and I will be happy to help. My number is 336-972-8374. The winter GMSAA winter meeting has been canceled. It's been canceled for Saturday, January 25. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at 919-673-8300 or by email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. We hope to reschedule this at a later time. If you are interested in any of the CBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels available, please feel free to send an email to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. This from Ginger, and she says, I'll arrange to get them to you if you need something. T-shirts are $5 each. Hats are also $5. Towels, $2.50, and luggage tags, $1. We also have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best, Bowling at a CBA Tournament, available as well. They are $2.50 each. So what does this look like? Well, for T-shirts, small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one dark green, one navy. Large, two light green, one navy, one black. XL, one red, two light green, one black. 2XL, two red, two light green, three black. 3XL, two red, two light green, two dark green, one navy, two black. And size 4XL, one red, and two light green. Hats, we have three red, four light green, two dark green, two black, and two khaki brown. Bowling towels, these are all the same, blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. And luggage tags, white with blue writing on them, heavy plastic, with a place to put your name and address. Some folks have asked about Outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order, so if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close to enough for an order, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. Now, we have a lot of information here from the ABBA National Tournament. One from Sandy McDaniel and another one from Cleveland itself. So let's go. ABBA National Tournament information from Sandy McDaniel. Please share this with everyone in your league, either by email or copies. If you need me to make copies and send, I would be glad to do that. Just email me and let me know. I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. We have another great ABBA National Tournament coming up in 2025 in Cleveland, Ohio. And hopefully, everyone will be able to attend. The Greater Cleveland Bine Bowlers will host the league for the 2025 National Tournament. They have several fundraisers going on at this time, and I hope everyone will support them. They have all been doing an excellent job, and that anyone that went to the mid-year had the opportunity to see firsthand. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport Hotel, 7230 Engle, E-N-G-L-E Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio, 44130. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website, https://gcbb.weekly.com, or call the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport reservation line at 1-877-227-6963. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block. Ask for the group rate for ABBA. The discounted room rate is $119 plus tax per room per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 25, 2025. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service upon request by calling the hotel at 440-243-4040 for pickup and schedule return trip with the front desk. Self-parking is complimentary. All rooms include in-room coffee, maker, refrigerator, complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the hotel, business center access for hotel guests, indoor pool, sauna, and exercise room. The check-in time is 3 p.m. and the check-out time is 12 p.m. The hotel has an on-site restaurant, bar, and lounge open from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., located on the ground floor. They also serve breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., either off-menu items or a buffet for $12.99. There are several restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel. Roseland Lanes 26383, Broadway Avenue, Oakwood Village, Ohio, 44146, will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 30 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 48 lanes for the competition. The bowling center has a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, and bar and game room. This from Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. SandyMcDan01@yahoo.com, telephone 386-576-6413. Now here is a note from Ginger. Tournament entry fee is $80 with an additional $25 for the Masters competition. Non-bowling guests should be registered and pay an $18 registration fee. This helps cover hospitality. Registration deadline to Sandy, April 5th. Outlaws, I'd like to know if you plan to go and what events you plan to pay for by Friday, March 21. The deadline for Outlaws to pay will be March 28. This gives me a week to get the teams together. I know some may be waiting on the Challenge Athlete grants, but please give me a tentative confirmation on the 21st and call me as soon as you know. Transportation. The trip to Cleveland is drivable. It's approximately 9 hours driving time. With a couple of stops, we could do it in a long day. Cost would depend on how many wanted to ride and what we could find to rent. But if you think you might be interested, let Ginger know no later than Friday, February 14. If we do decide to rent a van, a non-refundable deposit will be required by March 21 and the final amount by April 5. And we also have this from DePeaches Dinkins, event specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. And she says, welcome to Cleveland. Now, a side note here, there's a lot of information here. Some of it is going to be a duplicate of what was in the message from Sandy McDaniel. But we want to give complete coverage to everyone. So here we go. Dear association members, on behalf of the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers, I am thrilled to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you as we host the 2025 National Tournament. We are excited to have you join us in Cleveland and look forward to making your experience enjoyable and memorable. Preliminary information can be found on our league's website, https://gcbb.weebly.com, under Events. Please support our ongoing fundraising events to fund the tournament. First thing up is Poppin' Popcorn. There's a website, https://poppinpopcornonline.com/store/store.php?s_i_d=. All uppercase letters now, NVWRJN. or you can just click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter. All popcorn purchases will be delivered to your home. We receive 50% of all items purchased. And our official 2025 ABBA tournament shirts feature a collection link found here. https://www.customink.com/fundraising/GCBB25. Go to the website and click on a shirt color and enter campaign. After entering campaigns, each color will be a separate transaction. You have the option to order various styles of shirts, crew, long sleeve, and v-neck, t-shirts, zip-up, and pullover hoodies, and polo shirts in 6 different colors, pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on the item and the color from small through 5XL. They have a logo on the front left, and then we'll have all the ABBA league names listed on the back. You have the option to select free pickup from the registration desk on May 22 through 24 or drop ship to your home for a $9.99 fee. 2025, that's how we roll. ABBA National Tournament. Accommodations, and transportation. The Crowne Plaza Airport Hotel, 7230 Engle Road, Middleburg Heights. Please note that parking is complimentary for all guests. If you are flying in and require transportation to the hotel, kindly contact the hotel directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for an airport pickup. Exploring the area. To help you make the most of your visit, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The I-X Center, featuring public shows and specialty events. And our hotel is surrounded by restaurants, lounges within walking distance. Downtown Cleveland, home to top attractions like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Progressive Field, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and Playhouse Square, is an easy 12-minute drive. Major sports events, including those featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers and Guardians, are less than 15 minutes away. Near the hotel, here are some things to enjoy. Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Five Guys, Brew Garden, Capri Pizza, Fathead's Brewery, First Watch Restaurant, Panera Bread, TJ Hibachi and Sushi, Perkins, Bob Evans, Aladdin's, Max and Irma's, Olive Garden, Italian Restaurant, and Raising Cane's. That's a great chicken place, I'll tell you. Jack, J-A-C-K, Cleveland Casino, 100 Public Square, Cleveland, Ohio. Jack Thistledown Racing, North Randall, Ohio. MGM Northfield Park Casino, Northfield, Ohio. And Rise Dispensary, Cleveland, Ohio. All of these are probably no more than 20 miles away, some as close as 14 miles away. And of the restaurants, they're in the very immediate area around the hotel. Bowling will be at Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio. This is about a 31-minute drive, 25.4 miles, but transportation's being provided. Within the facilities are surround sound PA system, lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, a game room, meeting room, full-service banquet hall with capacity of 250. Our large concourse offers ample room for bowlers and spectators. We have 3 ladies and 3 men's restrooms on our concourse. Please note, the alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in those bottles, and if they get caught, it would cause the alley to lose its liquor license. So they're very strict about it. Well, let's see. I mentioned the different things to enjoy near Roseland Lanes, and some of them are similar to what are listed near the hotel. There's the Oakwood Deli and Liquor Store in Bedford, Ohio, Sam's Club, Oakwood, McDonald's, Oakwood, Dunkin' Donuts, Oakwood, Jack Thistledown Racing, North Randall, MGM Northfield Park Casino, Northfield, Wendy's in Oakwood, B&M Barbecue in Cleveland, Subway in Bedford, Double Dragon Chinese Restaurant in Bedford, Amplify Dispensary, Bedford, Terrasana Dispensary, Garfield Heights, and AYR Dispensary, Woodmere, Ohio. And I had to look up what dispensary is. And that is marijuana dispensary, because in Ohio, certain marijuana products are legal. I didn't know that. If you have any questions or need assistance during your stay, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. You can contact me via text or voice on our league line, 216-666-9507, or send me an email at gcbb501c@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help or direct you to someone who can. Once again, the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers are excited for you to join us in Cleveland, and we're looking forward to a fantastic bowling tournament experience. Warm regards, DePeaches Dinkins, D-I-N-K-I-N-S, event specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. She also notes that reservations are now open at the hotel, the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport, Middleburg Heights. Rates are good, 521-526. Room rate 119 per tax. Call the hotel directly, 440-243-4040. Ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. New topic, real ID requirements go into effect May 7, 2025. Remember that to fly or enter certain federal facilities, you will need a real ID beginning in May 2025. To obtain your real ID, you must visit a North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles Driver's License office with the documents outlined below. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline.ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised, as wait times can be long if you just show up. For information on locations, wait times, etc., go to https://www.ncdot.gov/dmv/offices-services/locate-dmv-office, or click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter. All right, documents. One document with your full name proving identity and date of birth, such as a certified birth certificate issued by the State Vital Records Office or a County Register of Deeds. A copy is not acceptable. It must have the raised seal. Or a valid unexpired passport from the United States. Or a valid unexpired real ID from another state. You'll need one document with your full name and full Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document proving identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide a proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, divorce decree, or documents from the courts or social or register of deeds. Social Security card. Photocopies are not allowed. 1099 tax form with name and full Social Security number. W-2 form with name and full Social Security number. Payroll record with name and full Social Security number. You will need two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the state of North Carolina or county or city in North Carolina or the federal government. North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy or title. North Carolina voter precinct card. Military orders or military documents. Utility bill or cable bill. Housing lease or contract, mortgage statement, property or income tax statement. Pre-printed financial statement, school records. Now for name changes, one or more name documents from the list below. If the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Please note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace each name. Certified marriage license / certificate with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document. And this must be from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A divorce decree with a raised seal or ink stamp with the initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. Document from the courts or register of deeds. An original or certified international marriage license with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document accompanied by a name change certificate. Sounds like a lot, but we got to do it. So let's move on to something maybe a little more tasteful, recipes that will bowl you over. I think I like the first one. Overnight raisin French toast. Your ingredients, one loaf of cinnamon raisin bread sliced, 6 large eggs, 2 cups of whole milk, 1/4 cup heavy cream, 1/4 cup granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter melted, maple syrup for serving, powdered sugar for dusting, optional. What do you do with all this? Well, first, assemble the French toast. Grease a 9x13-inch baking dish with butter or nonstick spray. Arrange the slices of cinnamon raisin bread in the dish, overlapping them slightly to fit. Prepare the custard. In a large bowl, whisk together the eggs, milk, heavy cream, sugar, vanilla extract, cinnamon, and nutmeg until fully combined. Pour the custard mixture evenly over the bread slices, ensuring all pieces are well soaked. Use a spatula to press the bread gently down into the custard if needed. Cover the dish with plastic wrap or foil and refrigerate overnight at least 6 hours. Next, bake. The next morning, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 centigrade. Remove the dish from the refrigerator and let it sit at room temperature while the oven preheats. Drizzle the melted butter over the top of the soaked bread. Bake the French toast for 35 to 45 minutes or until the top is golden and crisp and the custard has set. And then serve. Let the French toast cool slightly before slicing and serving. Drizzle with maple syrup and dust with powdered sugar if desired. And sit back, enjoy, and go, oh, yeah, that's good. And here's another one. Taco soup. 1 pound of ground beef. 1 onion chopped. 1 16-ounce can of pinto beans drained and rinsed. 3/4 of a cup of frozen corn. 8-ounce can of tomato sauce. 2 cups of beef broth. 1 10-ounce can of Rotel tomatoes. 4-ounce can of green chili peppers. 1/3 cup green pepper. And 1 package of taco seasoning. Brown the ground beef and onion. Combine all the ingredients in a crock pot or a pan. Cook for 20 minutes on the stovetop or about 4 hours on low in the crock pot, and it serves 8. Now, if that's not the soup you want, how about crock pot cowboy soup? 1 pound of ground beef, 1 onion chopped, 2 cloves of garlic, minced, 1 can, 15 ounces diced tomatoes, 1 can, 15 ounces kidney beans drained and rinsed, 1 can, 15 ounces pinto beans drained and rinsed, 1 can, 15 ounces of black beans drained and rinsed, 1 can, 15 ounces of corn kernels drained, 1 can, 10 ounces diced tomatoes with green chilies, 1 can, 4 ounces diced green chilies, 1 packet of taco seasoning mix, 1 packet of ranch dressing mix, 4 cups of beef broth, salt and pepper to taste. shredded cheese, that's cheddar cheese, sour cream, and chopped green onions for garnish. In a skillet, over a medium-high heat, brown the ground beef until fully cooked. Drain any excess fat. Add the chopped onion and minced garlic to the skillet with the beef. Sauté for 2 to 3 minutes until the onion becomes translucent. Transfer the cooked beef, onion, and garlic to a crock pot. Add the diced tomatoes, kidney beans, pinto beans, black beans, corn kernels, diced tomatoes with green chilies, diced green chilies, taco seasoning mix, and ranch dressing mix well. Pour in the beef broth and stir to combine all the ingredients. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Cover the crock pot and cook on low for 6 to 8 hours or on high for 3 to 4 hours. Serve the hearty crock pot cooked cowboy soup hot, garnished with shredded cheddar cheese, sour cream, and chopped green onions. Whew, that makes me full just thinking about it. Well, let's work some of that off by laying out your bowling schedule through between January 24th and May 25th of this year. January 24, week 8, bowl. January 31, week 9, bowl. February 7, week 10, bowl. February 14, week 11, bowl. February 21, week 12, bowl. February 28, week 13, bowl. March 7, week 14, bowl. March 14, off. March 15, Rowan Invitational, Winston-Salem. March 21, week 15, bowl. March 28, week 16, bowl. April 4, week 17, bowl. April 11, week 18, bowl. April 18, Good Friday, no bowling. April 25, week 19, bowl. May 2nd, off. May 3rd, Outlaw Invitational confirmed date. May 9th, week 20, bowl. May 16, 21, week 21, bowl. And May 22-25, the ABBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's it. You've been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Rally Outlaws of January 23rd, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And if you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. Thank you for being here, and so long until next time.